The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The following shiur has been graciously dedicated by
Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas,
their parents,
Matasyo Yoinesen Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechorinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Nazir Daf Chof. Our Mishnah discusses a case where a woman says Hareini Nazira and her husband hears and he says Vani. Eina Yachol Hafer. Hareini Nazir Va'at Va'amra Amein Nefere Shalav V'Shaloi Kayim. And the Gemara later brings down a question about if someone says Hareini Nazir or Hareini Nazira, and another person says Hareini Kamoisech, and then the husband of the first one is made for her neder of Nazir. The Gemara has a question whether or not the second one automatically becomes Mutter once the first one became Mutter. So this is the basis of a discussion in Halacha as follows. The Halacha is that if a person makes a bracha and he speaks out between the bracha and the eating, the halacha is that he has to make another bracha. And the halacha also is that if a person makes a bracha and he has a mind to be moitzi somebody else with a bracha, that if the first person is planning on eating also, he could be moitzi the second person with a bracha. Birchas hanenin are different than all other brachas in the Torah. Birchas hamitzvahs, the halacha is that even though you're not doing the mitzvah yourself, you can mitzvah somebody else with the bracha. But birchas hanenin, bracha on food, the only way a person can be mitzvah another person with a bracha is only if he himself is planning on eating. So the question becomes, what would be the halacha if one person makes a bracha to eat and he has a mind to mitzvah his friend, and his friend says amen? But before the first person who made the bracha ate, the first person spoke out. So would that void the bracha that the second person was mekayim by saying amen? Would we say that since the first person is not yoytze his bracha, that the second person is also not yoytze the bracha? Or would we say that no, that although the first person was not yoytze, the second person was yoytze? Because the second person didn't speak out. So the Prima Gadim speaks about this in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. And he says, he paskins that the second person is Yoytze the Bracha. And he brings a raya from a halacha in the Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Reish Tes speaks about a situation where a person was holding a cup of water in his hand, and he thought that the cup that was in his hand was wine. And the person made a bracha, Bayer Pia Geffen. And then he realized that the cup was really water, it was not wine. Zakta Ramah. The Ramah is speaking about a case where the person who was making the bracha had in mind to be mitzi other people who were going to drink wine. Says the Ramah that the first person's bracha is not levatala. Why? Says the Ramah, because The first person's bracha is not a bracha of atala because for two reasons. The first reason we're not going to go into. The second reason the Ramah says is that since he's being moitzi other people, and those people are being yoitzi with the bracha because they are intending to drink wine, so even though his bracha technically is not a good bracha because he was not planning on drinking wine, he was planning on drinking what was in his cup, which was water, nevertheless, since his bracha has the ability to work for the others, so it's not a bracha levatala. So the Prima Golem brings a raya from this, that we see that even though the first person's bracha didn't end up being a valid bracha, nevertheless, since he was being mitzi other people at the same time, and legavi those other people, the bracha was a valid bracha, the halacha would be that the bracha would work and would not be considered a bracha levatala. So too says the Prima Gadim, if the first person had spoken out between his bracha and his achila, the halacha would also be that the second person would be yaitza with the first person's bracha, even though the bracha didn't work for the first person, would work for the second person. However, The Chikike Leiv argues on the Prima Gadim. And Reb Chaim Palagi brings a raya from our Gemara. Just like we see in our Gemara, that if one person says Hareini Nazir, and the other person says Hareini Kamaisecha, that according to Reb Shimon, the halacha would be that since it's understood to mean that I'm only going to be a Nazir as much as you're a Nazir, so the halacha would be that once the first person becomes has afara and he's not a Nazir anymore, the halacha will be that the Naziris of the second person is also Nizbatal, says Reb Chaim Palagi, so we can compare that to halacha of brachas. That so too by brachas, if one person makes a bracha and another person says amen, the second person's bracha should only be and should only work as much as the first person's bracha works. If the first person's bracha doesn't work because the first person spoke out, the second person's bracha should also be batal. That's where Reb Chaim Palagi Tainiz should be a raya, not like what the Prima Gadim says, and she writes the Chikike Leiv that the bracha should not work for the second person. However, the Simchas Koyin has a tshuva where he writes that he feels that it's not a raya, and not only it's not a raya loiter rabbanon, because they argue with Reb Shimon and they hold that when you say Hareini Kamaisecha, the halacha is that your Naziris does not have to mirror the Naziris of the first person. But even according to Reb Shimon, it's not a comparison at all. There's no comparison between the halachas of Naziris to the halachas of brachas. Because the halachas of Naziris, the person said Hareini Kamaisecha, the person has a mind to say that my Naziris should stop as soon as your Naziris stops. But by bracha, when the person is being geitzah with the first person's bracha, there's no halacha that the second person's bracha can only work as much as the first person's bracha works. And he holds that the second person's bracha will work regardless of if the first person's bracha is batal or not. It's noteworthy to point out that there's an opposite case in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch brings down a very interesting shita that if one person makes a bracha and he doesn't speak out and he eats right away, there's one sheet in the Rishonim that holds that even if the person who's being yoytzeh from him did speak out, the halacha would be that that the second person will be yoytzeh the bracha with the first person's bracha, because the first person did not speak out, the second person would also be yoytzeh. Once the bracha was anchored by the first person not speaking out and eating right away, the second person would also be able to eat even if he had spoken out.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.